This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. All right, let's take a look at some of the conversations that we want to have this morning. The death of Australia's Mr. Music. Tell us about that.
So his name was Michael Gudinski, and he passed away just a few days ago, as you mentioned. And to say Australian music came to a halt, it would be a little bit sort of a tabloid headline, but it was almost that. It was the response nationally right around the country was incredible at his passing. Now, he was all of 66 years old,
wow,
but he was a legend in the music industry in this country. He set up a company called Mushroom Records way back in 1972, so that's 50 years ago. And who was he? He was the son of Russian Jewish immigrants, came to this country many years ago and established, as I mentioned, this Mushroom group at the age of 20. When he died, he was only 66. But he brought some of the world's biggest acts to this country, such as Frank Sinatra and Liza Minnelli and the Rolling Stones and Madonna, okay, and Paul McCartney, and the list goes on. And he went to a Jewish school. He went to Mount Scopus College, which is Melbourne's oldest, largest Jewish school, as well as the public school system. And as I say, an icon in the music industry in this country, recognized in honors from the Queen herself, Queen's birthday honors, as we call them, for service to the industry, service to entertainment, service to Australia. And the last thing about him, colorful character, was passionate about Australian football. He was also very involved in horse racing,
mm-hmm,
and he part owned a horse called Kibbutz, no less, which actually won the Melbourne Cup, which is the premier horse race in this country.
Wow.
Colorful character.
Not easy for the announcers to be talking about Kibbutz when you're speaking at that speed, but all right. So, but he died obviously quite young.
He died young. He was all of 66 years old, and they have not disclosed the details which brought about his death, but way too young. There's another very much alive Australian music icon named Jimmy Barnes, who also has Jewish roots, by the way, and who tweeted, "Today the heart of Australian music was ripped out," and that pretty much sums up how the music industry in this country reacted to Michael Gudinski's passing.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Australian honored with prestigious Israeli prize. Tell us about this.
So this is a prize called the Dan David Prize, which I must confess I was not aware of. But it's obviously a prestigious prize. It's $1 million prize, which is nothing to be sneezed at. And an Australian academic, her name is Professor Alison Bashford, was one of a group of academics around the world from Australia. She shared this prize with academics from Harvard and from Princeton over the United States, and for her work in the history of health and history of medicine. And she had no idea she was even in the running for this prize. But this is a prize which comes out of Tel Aviv University and annually honors outstanding contributions of individuals who make a contribution to not just to medicine, but to the history of medicine and to therefore enriching, advancing society and public health. So very nice for this recognition to come from Israel to this Australian academic who is not a member of the Jewish community, but is just a great strengthening of the connection between the two countries.
Amazing. Tell us about the Jewish Motorcycle Club.
So this is a fabulous story. So a motorcycle enthusiast decided he bought himself a motorcycle way back when, and so he decided he wanted to set up a Jewish motorcycle club. So he set up something called the Chevra Riders, and they've already had their first couple of rides, and he saw that there was a group down in Melbourne, and so he thought that a Jewish group down in Melbourne, by the way, so he thought this would be a nice idea. Now the group in Melbourne is called Yidden on Wheels, So we have the Chevra riders in Sydney. We have Yidden on wheels down in Melbourne. They're all motorcyclists, and I'm sure they all stop for bagels and lox and all the rest of it. You know what? Yeah. What Jewish motorcyclists
right,
do?
Right, exactly, because it's all about where you're stopping for lunch or breakfast.
Exactly.
Right. Absolutely awesome. Love that story, Vic Aladev. Thank you as always. We chat to Vic every Tuesday morning at this time. Vic is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.